It is not what you say, it is how you say it that matters. Greater than as your kids grow, they may forget what you said, but won't forget how you made them feel. Greater than Kevin Heath. To reprimand or not to reprimand, that is the question. Shakespeare would have been blown away by the plight of parents of our era. Reprimand, as usually seen, gives out some detestable outcomes which make the idea as loathsome as possible. However, contrary is true. Reprimand isn't bad. In fact, I have personally observed reprimand as integral part of parenting because children, when growing up, are like unleashed horses that are hard to hold. Therefore, at times, circumstances mandate that parents must use tactics to ensure a prompt halt to unleash spirits in growing children. However, in doing so, parents get carried away by the frenzied situation and their reprimand become too personal to cause scathing of children's self-image and esteem. And unluckily, these reprimand that are more suppressing techniques rather than aiming to steer the spirits of children, seem tantalizing to parents. They offer quick solution with minimal effort and broader control over children affairs. Prolonged habit of such practices may also result in personality damages of children. Therefore, we have collected information that will help parents learn and execute ways of reprimand that ensure prompt desired outcomes with minimal damage to the self-esteem of children. These methods are either extracted or an outcome of personal practices. But if followed tactfully, they are able to proffer delightful experiences to parents. First and the foremost is your child's self-esteem is of paramount importance in your parenting expedition. Anything that compromises it must be abolished instantly. Now, how to reprimand? Dear parents, make it your practice from the very first day of your parenting career to categorize things that are unconditionally approved and appreciated, things that are acceptable only in certain situations, and things that are not acceptable at all. From the very first interaction of your child, you must set these rules in the house. Such rules and categories are subjected to the family you live in and the culture that you adhere to. Things that are appreciated unconditionally must be appreciated to boost child's self-image and his perception that he or she is valuable to his or her parents. However, children may end up doing things at times that leave parents embarrassed or enraged. But it's actually their frequency that makes these things needing prompt and aggressive dealing or soft, gentle reminding. So, first, never scold or give warnings to your child frequently. The frequency makes these attempts jaded in the eyes of children. Plus, they may become less productive with time because now, children know instinctively and predictive what your response would be. So, what do you have not scold or warn? Always wear a serious and somber demeanor when your child is caught doing things that need prompt addressing. Your few minutes of silence gives off a very serious air about which children are sensitive enough to feel. Few moments of silence not only helps children fully understand the gravity of the situation, it also helps you as parent to come up with an appropriate reaction to attain desired outcome, that is, make your child not to repeat the same mistake. In my personal practice, I call my daughter and ask her to sit before me. And during the next few minutes, alternately I simply behave as if she isn't and giving her a steely look time and time again. This helps set the scene. Remember, it becomes productive only when you have been doing two things, namely, not scolding your child on every undesired act and showering your love and guiding your child in their different and new moments of life. Children are inherently good. Once you set the air, they instantly realize their mistake. Here, a very sensitive moment approaches. What to do next? Scold them for they have realized their mistake? The answer is big no. Once your child realizes, bring him closer and talk to him with a sweet tone draped under a stern look. Such tactic has always had a magical effect without hurting my daughter's self-respect. What I have seen is she understands my point instantly and promises not to repeat the same mistake. Obviously, they will repeat. That what they are children. But what you should do is remind them of your meeting and give them warning signals but not in clear-cut words. Such as, don't say if you do that mistake again, I'll call off your sports time, or tell your papa, or we'll lock you in the room, etc. Warnings like, if you do the mistake again something bad will happen or the same comes back, or good children never do such stuff, etc. etc. This ensures they understand you. And remember, we learn more quickly through our mistakes than through someone's advice. This is the first of the three episodes I am planning to publish. I naturally feel for young children and have seen that parents, though they love their children unconditionally, end up spoiling their relation with children just because they don't pay attention to or are oblivious of a minor yet very effective techniques of building rapport and maintaining discipline. Stay tuned for more. Happy parenting, heart, heart, heart.